In some parts of the city, rains started as early as 10 a.m. and by lunchtime, most of the city was affected, forcing residents to stay indoors or put their planned outdoor activities on hold. Evans Katio, who had planned to take his wife and kids to the popular Merrick Center in Warren Park, told Studio 7 he would not go out in heavy rains. Ras Janje of Korobra North was at work and said these activities would start in the evening.
I think everything is okay. As you can see, we are still working, but that time we will break and then start drinking.
The Banda family in Highfield said apart from going to church to commemorate the holiday, lack of resources meant they would not hold celebrations. Edna Banda said she was not paid a bonus and this has dampened the Christmas.
So boring. We are not given some bonuses. We are expecting bonuses so that we could travel to our rural areas. So there's nothing we can do. We are just staying home with our kids and nothing to enjoy.
But the situation was different in some parts of the city where, despite the rains, partying went on. Knox Martina's family, relatives and friends had fun at a party he said he spent the whole year planning.
I've been planning for this part for the whole year. It had to go on despite these rains. You have to celebrate.
For others like Tommy Mesa of Mfakose, Christmas was just like any other day as he was at his favorite drinking place as early as 8 a.m. Despite some shops being open, the city center was generally quiet as most businesses were closed. There was a power blackout in some parts of the central business district, but it was restored later in the day. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.